Blog Talk Radio. Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time, and hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, and Park Coalition Radio, and of course, hello to my Blog Talk Radio community, and welcome if you're joining me in the chat room. I hope you are having a great start to your week. Spring has arrived. Yay. And also today's sponsor is Audible.com, so which has over 180 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice at audibletrial.com/getorganized. And in the next half hour, I will be sharing my audiobook selection for this week. Well, tonight we have Marcel Johnson of Silent Liaison, and she is going to give us some tips and some strategies and some ways to get the junk out of our marketing. And we all know what it is when we come with marketing materials, promotional materials that just are old, dated, incorrect information. I could go on, but we'll be talking about that with Marcel. And then, of course, in my next half hour, I'm going to just be sharing on how you can be more organized when you go out networking and marketing, something like making sure you have enough business cards with you. And then, of course, I will be sharing my spring promotion, and I will be sharing my product suggestion, app suggestion, and my repurpose suggestion for this week. But before I bring on myself, I went on Entrepreneurs Magazine, and I just wanted to find a little bit of history of all the different things as relates to marketing and promoting. Now, in 1450, that's when mass printing was possible for the first time. 1730, magazines emerged. 1741 was the first American magazine was published in Philadelphia. 1839, posters became popular. 1876 was the earliest billboard rental. 1922, the radio became popular. 1941, TV, first recorded use of TV advertising. 1946 with telephones. 1956 with TV ads, actually surpassed radio ads. And in 1970, unfortunately, telemarketers, which of course we need them, but they really became popular. So that's just a little bit of history on what relates to marketing and promoting. And our guest this evening is Marcel Johnson, and her firm is Silent Liaison. It's an award-winning boutique public relations firm that assists new, emerging, and inspiring entrepreneurs in finding their voice, articulating their message, and amplifying it to their audience through the use of branding, public relations, and social networking. They also get you behind the headlines. With their proven ability, experience, and network, they package your company, product, or service for media success. Their reputation is one of excellence and service, and they maintain that by working very closely with their clients in every step of the PR, branding, and development process. Their services include branding to public relations, startup business development, media relations, photo ops, radio, television, news interview ops, event planning, and much more. So I am now going to be bringing on Ms. Marcel Johnson. Good evening, Marcel.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
I am so happy you are here this evening. And actually, one of my regular listeners just tweeted, Carla R. Jenkins. She says she's listening to the show. So, wonderful. And then we have somebody in the guest, and we have somebody in the chat room. So I know this is a big topic. This is a popular topic of getting the junk out of our marketing to actually boost our sales, because as I was sharing with you in what I call the virtual green room, is that a lot of times, and you go to these networking events and somebody hands you a card and they've got a number scratched out because it's the incorrect number. And the next thing you know, and that really kind of affects and impacts their image. And that's why I really wanted to bring you on, because it's spring. It's spring, so it's time to go in the office and get rid of what's old and bring in what's new. But before we get into the questions, what made you decide to get into public relations?
That's a good question. Actually, it stemmed from high-profile cases that a few of the law firms that I had worked for in Philadelphia were involved in. And because they were high-profile, and I was the legal secretary slash assistant for the senior partners, also known as the gatekeeper, the reporters were constantly calling me to try to get to my executive so that they could get the news first. And I learned to send press releases to the legal newspaper, the Legal Intelligencer, to update them on the progress of the cases, and it all started from there. I began providing press release services as a moonlighting venture for a number of years and was eventually able to open a brick-and-mortar business on a full-time basis. And although it's funny that my major was business administration in college, I actually honed my skills in PR through hands-on opportunities, and I developed my knowledge through self-education by way of books, conferences, workshops, and strategic alliances.
Wow, that's amazing. And, you know, just hearing your story, it really is it's an inspiration. Because it shows how you took your skill and then just used it in order to start your business, which has been successful for all these years. And congratulations. Yes. Yay.
Thank you.
So what are some, can you share some things that people do when it comes to PR and marketing that they should not do?
Wow, I can think of quite a few things. The first thing that comes to mind is that they don't plan ahead. You have to know what your marketing goal is and who it is that you want to attract, which means that you have to do your homework. And when I say homework, I mean researching the persons or businesses that you want to attract by asking yourself questions like, who is my target audience? How old are they? Where do they shop? What do they do for fun? Which magazines do they subscribe to? And this allows you to put together a strategic plan on how to best reach them. The other thing is to focus more on what they do is they focus more on what they are selling rather than focusing on meeting a need. And the focus should really be on is how your business product or service is going to solve a problem, you know, and it's all in the approach. When I sold products for a prominent direct sales company, for instance, I didn't focus on so much of the product per se, but instead I highlighted the benefits of the product. You know, our slogan was lose 5 pounds in 5 days, and I know that sounds familiar to you and those who are listening because many of you have heard that slogan, lose 5 pounds in 5 days, and that actually caught the interest of the individuals that we were trying to reach because everyone that I came in contact with, either they wanted to lose 5 pounds or they knew someone who did. And so the approach was, do you know anyone who would be interested in losing 5 pounds in 5 days? And once we grabbed their attention, then we talked about the benefits of the actual product. And so what I find when folks come and say they're not really seeing any progress on their own PR, you know, what they're trying to do with their products or their marketing, I find in talking to them that they're focusing solely on the actual product instead of the problem that the product can sell. Does that, I'm sorry, that the product can solve. Does that make sense?
And it does make sense because in what I do, even though I don't have a product, I have a service, but I always think of the solution. Like
exactly.
when I'm trying to approach a client, okay, what solution can I bring? Can I bring them stress? Can I bring them stress free because they walk in the home and everything will be organized and in a place, and therefore they're not so overwhelmed by the piles of clutter. Or sometimes it could just be organizing because they can actually find their keys when they're looking for them in the morning.
Exactly, and the other you know, when you talk about things they shouldn't do. One of the things, and this is like the number one thing when I talk to potential clients, is that they don't set aside a budget for PR and marketing. Now, although they see the need for public relations and marketing, they don't think to set aside funds to execute these campaigns. And I hear it from colleagues all the time that it's always, you know, we have to spend some time educating the client. About the need to have an idea of what they are willing to spend. And when I, you know, interview them, I hear I don't have a budget. I don't know what it costs for one. And my take is, you know, just like when you go shopping for a car, you have an idea of what you're willing to spend for that vehicle. You know what you're not going to go above. And the same approach should be taken when you are putting together a PR or you want a PR marketing campaign put together. You may not know how much it costs per se, but you certainly know what type of resources you have and what you are not able to go above. So starting from there, you know, it makes it easier on the PR expert when you're approaching them and they ask you what is your budget, that you at least have an idea of the range, you know, of funding that you have. That alleviates so much stress from us, you know. And so that's one of the things that I certainly suggest that they do their homework on as well, is to, you know, set aside funding for a campaign before you approach, you know, the expert in the field. And lastly, in regards to that question, I would say that they procrastinate. You know, I think we all know that time is the most important commodity that we have. And what makes it a commodity is because it is something that can be bought and sold. I mean, think about it. If you work on a job, you are exchanging your time for money. If you are an entrepreneur who offers a service, you are getting paid for the time that you put in to service your client. And because there are only 24 hours in a day, it is imperative that we make good use of our time. And because it is impossible to save time, we must learn to invest it wisely. There is nothing like the feeling that you're all over the place and have nothing to show for it. And I know a lot of people can relate to that. That used to be me. And one way to make good use of your time is to plan your day. And one of the things that I do, if I'm working on several projects that have approaching deadlines, I try to assign each project to a two-hour time slot in my day. For instance, from 9 to 11, I'll work on project number one. You know, and then from 11 to 1, I'll put that aside and I'll work on project number two. And then I may take a break and then come back at 2 o'clock, and from 2 to 4, I'll work on project number three. You know, and maybe you don't need 2 hours to work on a project, but you get the gist of what I'm saying. If you break your time into hourly or even half-hour increments, you will find that you won't veer too much away from a productive day, and you'll find that it's more fulfilling. And again, though, you have to determine to stick to the times that you set aside.
And, you know, I was thinking so many things are running through my head myself. And I wanted to talk about, we were talking about the budget, because last week the focus was on, we were doing closet organizing, but the woman shared that she wanted to do business with someone. And so she found them on Facebook, and she asked them, what's your website? Mm-hmm. And she said, I don't have a website. But she said, Janet, when I looked at her Facebook page, she had hair done, nails done, designer clothes, designer shoes, designer bag. She said her bank was on her back. She said if she had taken a little bit of that money and invested it in a website, she said, think of all the money she could be generating and all the business. So you're right. You say we don't have money, but sometimes you have to look at, okay, maybe I need to shift my funds from this to this just for a moment so I can build up my business. So
exactly. It depends on if it's a priority to you.
And that's true.
Yeah.
And then even with the time management, you know, the time management, the procrastination, I started thinking how many people out there feel, okay, I don't need have time to do this. But like you said, if you break it down, and because there are times when I'll set aside time to work on my marketing, like work on my strategies for the month, for my social media, what I need to promote, because, you know, now we're getting into the spring season. I try to look at what the different holidays coming up, make sure I keep abreast of that, and make sure I put time in so I can market that. So you're right, because then if you don't, you'll just start procrastinating and say, well, I don't have time or I don't have enough time. So those are two really good points, Marcelle, and I actually took notes on those. So what are things that every business really should be incorporating into their PR and into their marketing?
Let me say that the first thing I would say is patience. You know, we want everything to happen right away, and especially when it comes to PR marketing. You know, I have clients and they want to be, and it's funny because when Oprah's show was out, one of the things they would always want is they wanted to be on Oprah's show. And I always tell them that one of the things that they have to know is that it takes time when you are building a campaign. And it makes sense that they want publicity because publicity gives you instant credibility. You know, people assume that if the media took time to cover your story, then you must be good at what you do. And that's the difference between advertising and public relations. I always explain that because with advertising, for those who don't know, you pay for what it is that you want said in the media, whether it's television, radio, or print. You know, you pay the advertising money, and you tell them word for word what you want said, and they'll print it. And, you know, people are, the consumers are pretty savvy today. They understand the difference between an advertisement and an actual story. Or that's where public relations comes in, because our job is to get you behind the headlines, and in doing so, it's not you telling your story, but now you have a reporter telling your story for you, and that makes the difference. And although publicity in itself is free, and that you're getting free media coverage, you do have to pay the publicist that's actually putting in the work for you. And so what I say is have patience. We all our firm usually educates the client on is to allow 3 to 6 months before you see any real results in the campaign, because we have to do our research. We have to, pitch to the different editors and journalists, you know, concerning your story. And thankfully, most of my clients have seen their investment pay off before 3 months. But as a rule of thumb, we do educate our clients to say give us at least 3 to 6 months before you see any substantial payoff, if you will, in your campaign. And the other thing I would say is when you talk about what every business should incorporate, I also say that they should incorporate good counsel. And that's very important in any field that you seek counsel, and especially mentorship. You know, if you lack experience, get an internship and study under the greats. I have strong mentors in publicity. You know, in anything I do, I seek counsel. And there is no need for me to waste time repeating someone's mistakes. So I used their learning curve to my advantage. As someone said, someone has already paved the way, so why not just walk down the road versus you trying to lay down cement that they already laid down? Just walk down the road. And so that's how I feel. I feel very strongly about having mentors in your life and in your business, you know, who have already, you know, paid the price. And they, and the plus to that also is that they show you shortcuts. And so that's number one. And the other thing is you talked about a web presence, and you talked about business cards, and we know that, you know, first impressions are lasting ones, as they say. And so I would also say that in incorporating different PR and marketing initiatives, what you want to make sure is that you have a web presence. You know, we like to call it real estate on the web. And although many do, a lot of them do not have their own customized domain names. And in case you didn't know, you can actually get a custom domain name from GoDaddy.com for as little as 99 cents. Just go to Google, do a search for 99 cent domain sale, and you'll see the GoDaddy specials should come up. And also, your domain name should be easy to remember. You know, a lot of folks have long domain names that you can't even remember. If you have to, if they don't have a business card and you're trying to memorize it, by the time you get home, you've forgotten it because it's so long. And so you want to make sure that your domain name is easy to remember, and it should speak to either the name of your company or the product or service that you're offering. And if you want to check to see if your domain name is being used on the Internet, Janet, I recommend namecheck.com. Have you used namecheck.com?
I have not used namecheck.com, but thank you.
Yeah, Namecheck is actually spelled NameCheck.com. And I love namecheck.com because you can enter on that site, you can enter the domain name you're interested in, and namecheck.com will let you know not only if a website has your domain name, but it also lets you know if anyone is using it as a that name as a handle on their social networks. And so this will save you time and disappointments, because when you go there and you and it's a free service, you type in, let's say with my company Silent Liaison, I'm able to type that in when I wanted to, you know, create my web presence, and it showed me if anybody was using it on Twitter, LinkedIn, or whoever, you know, every social network that you can think of is listed at namecheck.com. And so that's a very good source to use when you're creating your domain name. So you definitely want to have a personalized website. And the other thing that I would recommend is that you have an email opt-in box. And whether it's Constant Contact, AWeber, or MailChimp, or any other type of opt-in system, it is great because it allows you to stay in touch with your customers and clients. And I also would say further that you want to pay attention to your network. And I'm sure you've heard the saying, Janet, that your network determines your net worth. And we fall into problems, especially as entrepreneurs and business folks, because, you know, our fees may be $3,000 a month, and yet the network that you are, you know, that you hang out with, that you, you know, you do a lot of things with, well, they can't afford your fees. And I'm not saying you give up your friends or anything like that. I'm just saying that you need to expand your network. You know, you need to get into involve yourself in different organizations or different associations, or, you know, that where they have individuals and companies that can actually pay for your service. And so I would encourage folks to pay attention to their network. And also, as I spoke earlier, as far as collaboration, that is so important, to form strategic alliances, because the more value that you can offer a customer or client, the more irreplaceable you become. And by having a strategic alliance, you may call it a sister partnership or a brother partnership or whatever, you have folks that may do some of the same things that you do, but they may provide a more expansive service. Like if I do content writing for websites, but I do not actually create websites, then I would do well to form a strategic alliance with someone who actually creates websites. And now, you know, I can expand the list of services that I'm able to offer my client. And that makes me, again, more valuable to my client who may need that service. And lastly, I would encourage those listening to streamline, your processes through automation. There are so many tools at our fingertips that are free that we need to be taking advantage of. And this will help us to become more efficient, you know, because if we're if we're trying to recreate the wheel every time we have to, you know, do something for a client, or you know, we're going the old way when there's things at our fingertips, such as organizational tools with Google Drive. You know, if you need spreadsheets created, you can go tap into Google Drive or Google Calendar. I love Evernote. You know, Evernote allows me to store pictures and I my passwords and everything that I need. I can share it with those individuals that I need to share it with, which is excellent. Also with conference calls, I use freeconferencing.com. You know, when I when I am having a meeting with a client for the first time, you know, a one-on-one, we do clarity sessions, and I use that to record the session so that they can go back to it, you know, because during the clarity sessions, you know, they may be taking notes, but there may be some things that they missed. Well, now they're able to go back, you know, I'll have it posted for a certain number of days, and they have access to it. And so, and that's a free service, you know, and also, as I talked earlier, as far as the email marketing, Constant Contact, AWeber, and MailChimp, you may have to pay a little bit for that per month, but it's worth it in order to automate your business. And when I need to dictate something, I like Dragon, D-R-A-G-O-N, Dragon.com. Excellent. It's a free service, and I can actually record, and it transcribes, you know, what I'm saying. You know, those of you who are trying to write books or do e-books, you need to tap into Dragon.com to you know, if you're not good at writing or typing, but you're good at speaking, that's an excellent way for you to, you know, record what you want to say, and you'll see it transcribing before your eyes. Also, as far as payments for the solo entrepreneurs, I recommend PayPal or Square Cash. You know, PayPal allows you to send invoices and, you know, videos and webinars. I recommend Webinar Jam. If you're looking to do landing pages, there's a resource called leadpages.com. And designing tools, Illustrator, Photoshop, and a lot of folks who work with Windows, I love Windows, I use Publisher. And I've worked around so many graphic designers. A lot of times when I put out different designs, they can't believe that I did it on Publisher because I've learned some of the tricks of the trade. But Publisher, you know, Publisher is also excellent. So those are some tools that entrepreneurs can use to help streamline their business, and that they should definitely incorporate as a part of their marketing.
Wow, Marcel, you've given just such a wealth of information. I was trying to write everything down, and I suggest everybody who's listening, you're just going to have to listen to this again. But there was a few things that just kind of jarred some things. And the first thing, when you were talking about just making sure that you check your name, and that is so key, because I was at a networking event, and I introduced myself to someone. And when she saw my name, she's like, "Hello, Janet." But then when I handed her my business card and she saw Janet M. Taylor, she said, I know you. I've heard of you, which made me really good. So it's like little things like that that you don't really think that matters, but it really does. And just recently when you were talking about your network determines your net worth, I recently, it stretched me, but I got involved with a mastermind group of women who were making levels of money that I would like to get to. And it's so nice how they're very open. There were questions I had. I'm like, okay, this may sound a little crazy because they're more experienced. But there were questions, and it was something simple. I had gotten an email about a speaking engagement in Hong Kong, and it was like a month away. And I just put it out there. I said, I got this request for Hong Kong. It's a month away. I'm not sure about this. Wouldn't they give me more time? You know, and then they told me exactly. They gave me all this. It was so nice. They just started, you know, sending me messages. James, you need to do this. Check into this. You know, I'm letting you know that a lot of the people who are my speakers have already gotten the email, so make sure you just check into it. So it's nice, and you're right. It just, it expands. It expanded my think all about myself. And you're right. You have to, when you begin to charge a certain fee, you have to begin to surround yourself with people who are charging those fees as well. So,
and let me just piggyback off of that. When you talked about the masterminds, those are powerful. And like you said, it stretches you. It stretches you. It's going to stretch you in your pocketbook, but I tell you, it is something to be said. It is information that you're not going, that you wouldn't normally get. And these are from women, for the masterminds that I've been involved in, there is usually like women. These are women who are expert, as you know, and they're making, they're doing phenomenally well. And the information that you get, like I said, they give you the shortcuts, you know, and it's worth it, depending on if you're serious about building your business, you know, your brand and your bank account. You know, if you're serious about that, you definitely have to stretch yourself, just like you're asking your clients to stretch themselves, you know, in even doing business with you. So that's part of the mentorship that I'm talking about.
And it does. It really does. And then another thing, you were talking about strategic alliances. And what I started doing was I now have a woman who does cleaning. I have somebody who is a space planner decorator.
Oh, my goodness.
I found people who actually can do shelves correctly, a closet organizing company. So those are my strategic alliances, because now when I go in, it's not just me, the organizer, but, okay, you really need to have your closet designed. Or, you know, you need this space planned a little efficiently. Or, you know, I know you're a little overwhelmed with, you know, some of the cleaning. I have somebody that can do that as well. So you're right.
That's so important.
The call-in number is 646-478-5386. I see a few people in the chat room. If you have a question for Marcel, please type it in. Marcel, would you give people your contact information, and then I'm going to go and to the phone lines.
Sure. They can contact me through my email address, which is info@silentliaison.com, and liaison is spelled L-I-A-I. S-O-N, it's two I's, info@silentliaison.com. They can visit my current website to find out information on me. And let me just say that on April 1st, my new and improved website will go live. So the website is www.silentliaison.com, which you can access through your computer. Okay, that's why I said my new and improved website will go live, where you can access it through your mobile phone on April 1st. And you can also follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is SilentLiaison.
Thank you. So I'm going to take a call. We're going to area code 609. Oh, it says, would Marcel mention that name check site again? This is from Twitter.
Sure.
Somebody just tweeted me.
Sure. It's Namecheck, NameCheck.com.
Okay. So now we're going to the phone lines.
Okay.
Good evening. This is Janet. Do you have a question for myself?
Hi. Hello.
Yes, do you have a question for myself?
Yes, hi. This is Bridget McCray calling from No Longer Bound. How are you tonight?
I am wonderful.
Okay, our question is, we're actually sitting in my living room, and it's about six or seven ladies in here. We were listening to the show. So there's a question of how would you check your business name? Is that through the New Jersey portal?
I'm sorry. When you say how will you check your business name, what do you mean?
You mentioned checking your name.
Oh, you're talking about when I said to check it online to see if it's available?
Yes. Is that the New Jersey portal?
It's namecheck.com.
Oh, okay. Namecheck.com, Natasha.
Yeah. And check is CHK. So it's namecheck.com.
Namecheck. Now, is that connected to the state of New Jersey or Washington, D.C., or the government?
No. What it does is it does a search on the entire web, internet, to see if the domain name is available so that you can, if you wanted to create a website on the internet. Yeah.
Okay, this is website. We were thinking business name.
Oh, no. I was talking about you want to create a web presence and you want to, before you purchase the domain name, that namecheck.com is a great resource to see if if the name that you're choosing has been taken yet on the internet.
Okay, awesome. Okay, we got it. Okay, we actually have another question, too. There's a sister here. She just started a virtual assistance business, and she wanted to find out what are some of the best ways to go about marketing her services besides social media.
Besides social media, she can certainly – well, actually, she's a virtual business, right?
Yes.
I would encourage her to actually advertise virtually as well, because that way she's actually showing, you know, what she can do. And I would certainly recommend Facebook ads. That's a good way, you know, to get in front of the audience that she may be looking for also. And when you talk about offline, then she should certainly get involved in different associations, chambers, like her Chamber of Commerce. They have different associations that she could link up with that have executives that are involved who may need her services. So she can actually present it that way and go to different businesses. If she has any marketing materials, she can certainly either send or drop off her marketing materials.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's awesome. Well, thank you, Marcel Johnson.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in and listening.
You're welcome.
So does anyone else out there have a question for Marcel? Still in the chat room. But I did want to just mention, and you were correct, if she has a virtual business, Marcel, you're right, she should really do things virtually. And I did the I stepped out there and did my first Facebook ad. And it was wonderful.
Yes,
and it was wonderful the way they have it set up where you can really pick specifically who you want the ad to go to from male, female, region, locally.
Exactly.
So it's really, and you can do it within your budget, people. All of you listen, you could do it within your budget. It's wonderful.
It's incredible. I mean, if you have $10, you know,
yes,
that you want to start off with, you can actually, Facebook will actually, you know, they have a package for $10.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's wonderful because it allows you to test, you know, the markets. And I know I don't have the dimensions now, but I know that one of the things that you have to know in marketing with Facebook is that your graphics or your illustrations can't be too wordy. You can put the words in the actual post, but the graphic that you are putting up, is that correct, Janet? Correct me if I'm wrong. The graphic that you're putting up can only have, like, I think it's like 10% wording. But I find that it's very good. Even our church, you know, actually takes advantage of it. So that's good if any churches are listening. It's great. It's a great outreach tool, you know, the Facebook ads. And so there's so many different ways, you know, to promote your business now.
And it is. And somebody was just said that they were just going to ask about the whole Facebook ad budget. And it is, because the nice thing about it is you, at least for me, I got charged per person, even though I had a specific amount set aside in my budget. But because, and you can also have it if you want it for, I think I had it for like 10 days. And therefore, as many as every time somebody looked at the ad, that's when money was taken out of the budget. So within that 10 days, I actually had like a little bit of money left over. But at least I didn't go over budget. And it just opened me up to a whole new audience. And I was just amazed every time I looked at those numbers. I'm like, wow. And looked at the different regions that they were coming from. So
The analytics, they actually provide you with that to let you know how many people were reached, how many people read it, you know, how many people went to your link. So it's certainly a phenomenal tool.
It certainly is. It certainly is. Well, Marcel, this has been an awesome interview. And once again, I want you to give the listeners how they can reach out to you.
Okay. Again, they can email me at info@silentliaison, that's LIAISON.com. They can visit my current website at www.silentliaison.com. Again, my new and improved site will be up April 1st. And they can also follow me on Twitter at Silent Liaison.
Well, thank you so much, Marcel. I appreciate your time as well as your...
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
And you have a...
I wanted to know if I can leave just one nugget.
Oh, yes, you can.
With the listeners. And that is to make it your goal this year to get noticed for all the right reasons. And so I encourage you and I task you to spend time in the coming weeks to, one, strategize on how your brand, business, product, or service is going to be unforgettable in 2016. And, again, that's where a good mentorship comes in at. Number two, determine to implement new, different, and exciting offerings in your business that will impact your target audience and will put your name in their minds and on their lips. And thirdly, stay consistent and on point with your message. Make sure it is clear and concise. That's
well,
all.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I took notes. Hopefully everybody listening took notes. And, of course, this show will be archived so you can go back and listen to it over and over and over again. But what you really should do is you should connect with Marcel as Silent Liaison. Thank you, Marcel.
Thank you, Janet, for having me. I appreciate it.
You have a great evening.
You too. Good night.
Good night. Well, I want all of you to know, as I said earlier, that our sponsor is Audible.com, and they offer a free audiobook of your choice and a 30-day free trial membership. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com audiobooks.com/getorganized because you have over 180,000 audiobooks to choose from. And my title for this week, as it relates to our branded world, and basically this ebook will give you more insight on how you can incorporate marketing and branding and promoting into your business as well as your service. Again, a branded world. And all you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/get organized. Well, I wanted to do a quick piggyback off of some of the things that Marcel shared, and I want you to get organized to market and promote your business. The first thing is, number one, always keep business cards with you. Even if you're running to the store, just always keep business cards with you. Number two, schedule time each week to market your business, whether you focus on social media to drive traffic to your site or just to network with other people out there. Number three, schedule time daily to engage people via social media. Number four, delegate. Hire experts to help you create a brand that you will recognize. If you need a PR expert, if you need an image consultant, but you hire professionals. And number five, create alliances and jointly work together with you, which she says strategic alliances. I have my closet organizer, my space planner, as well as my wonderful woman that does the cleaning. So I want to let all of you know who's listening, tomorrow is Toss a Tuesday. I always have a Toss a Tuesday. And the tomorrow's Toss a Tuesday tip is to get rid of all the junk out of your market. Get rid of the old marketing material that does not have your current contact information and that you don't have to white, that you have to white out. So again, tomorrow is Toss a Tuesday. Get rid of the old marketing material that does not have your current information on it. Now, for my app suggestion for this week, I'm going to suggest, if you don't already have it, download the LinkedIn app on your phone. It's a great app. I love it. I get to connect with people. That's how I got to reconnect with, even though Marcel and I have known each other for years. But I sent her a message and asked her if she would be a guest on this show, and I did it all through LinkedIn. So if you don't have that app on your phone, download it. And also, it will allow you to really just stay connected where you meet who you want to do business with in the future. The next thing is, it's called the Week Ahead Notepad is my product suggestion. And it will help you juggle work, family, and just make sure you keep things visible. And you can stay on target and on track. And you can get that at C. Jane Works. And then, of course, you know, I have to have a repurpose suggestion somewhere in there. And that is, you can take a paper clip and actually use it as a cell phone holder. Or, of course, paper clips have many uses as well. Now, you can find my app suggestion, my repurpose suggestion, and my product suggestion just by going to my Pinterest page and looking for those wonderful things. And also you can see previous app suggestions as well as repurposed suggestions. And somebody said, LinkedIn is the best for business. So I think that's a great testimony. It's the best. It is the best. So my quote for the week is, you were designed for accomplishment and engineered for success and endowed with the seeds of greatness. That's from Zig Ziglar. Again, you were designed for accomplishment and engineered for success and endowed with the seeds of greatness, from Zig Ziglar. So Marcel gave us so many wonderful nuggets on how to really promote our business, market our business, the tools we need. She gave us so many wonderful tools. So I hope that you will take this show and this podcast, listen to it over and over again until you glean all of those nuggets, connect with Marcel so that you can probably get some more nuggets and just begin to implement them. And she gave us all a challenge, all a charge to go out there and do something this week that will bring our business to the next level. Because it is wonderful to hear how sometimes when you're behind the scenes and you're just trying to make things go, and to have people compliment you on your website or on some of the things that you are doing out there on social media, because people do notice. The big companies notice. So for all of you who want to do business with a bigger company, begin to really create the image that you want other people to see from you on your company, as she said. So next week, we are going to be organizing the garage with the garage organization people. They'll be coming here next week. I'm looking forward to that. And so that'll be next week. And then we've got some other wonderful things. And I'm excited because we'll soon be celebrating show 300. And I have a colleague, and we're going to be talking about not only some of the latest organizing trends, but also we're going to be talking about really how to get organized on a budget. So I know a lot of you may be interested in that topic. So that will be coming with show number 300. And, of course, before I go, cleaning, spring organizing. So make sure you go to my website at janetmtaylor.com because I have a wonderful special. It is the Power Keys for an Organized You. You get 2 hours virtually with me as your organizer, whether you want to organize a room or whether you want to organize your time. You get 2 hours. In addition, you also get an e-course. And you get all of this, which is over $250 value for just $59. Just $59, 2 hours with me. And basically, you show me pictures or you show me a video. Some people are actually sending me videos of the space you want to organize. And then I just kind of go and look at it, and then I give you strategies on how to do it and how to execute it. So make sure you go to my website at janetmtaylor.com in order to see that. So again, next week we'll be talking about garage organizing. And I'm going to leave you with the quote again. You were designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, and endowed with the seeds of greatness. Zig Ziglar. Truly like to just thank all of you who have tuned in, who have listened. I hope you'll join me again. If you have any questions, I will probably be in the chat room just for a few more minutes. So, again, thank you for listening. Be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, and on your social media network. And please visit my website at janetmtaylor.com. And until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day. But most of all, I want everybody out there to have an organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor. And you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.